إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. سي يا عبادي، servants of Allah who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Don't give up. And despair not from the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiven, most merciful. في هذه الدروس الرمضانية اليوم مع محاضرة رمضان شهر الاستغفار. We continue giving these lectures and these reminders in this blessed month of Ramadan. As to today, we're going to talk about a very important topic that concerns all of us, which is al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness and asking forgiveness. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله: إن هذه الآية الكريمة تبين ساعة رحمة الله ولطفه بعباده. So this noble ayah, ayah 53 in Surah Al-Zumar, shows clearly the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind to His servants and to His slaves, very kind and merciful. Allah is more merciful, as it comes in the hadith. Allah is more merciful to His servant than a woman, a mother to her baby. وفيها نداء من الرحمن الرحيم للمسرفين والمذنبين الذين ارتكبوا أعظم الذنوب وأشنعها ويدخل في ذلك الشرك والكفر وكبائر الذنوب. This ayah, it is a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, this is a call from Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A call to the sinners, those who wrong themselves by committing the greatest of all sins, even the heinous and monstrous sins, including shirk, associating powers with Allah, disbelief, and major sins. What is this call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to these people? أن يقلعوا من ذنوبهم هذه ويستغفروا ربهم الغفور الرحيم. That they should give up these sins and stop committing these sins and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Since He is Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim, since He is the oft-forgiven, most merciful. فَإِنَّهُ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا ولا يتعاظم ذنبا أبدا مهما كبر وعظم طالما استغفر صاحبه تاب. Allah forgave all sins. There is not a sin that Allah cannot forgive. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not a sin that Allah cannot forgive. Allah forgives all sins. Doesn't matter how big and great the sin may be. If a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. روى الترمذي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان فيك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. The Shaykh mentioned this hadith as collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And this is the last hadith in the hadith for the hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. So on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah the Exalted has said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, O son of Adam, were you since to reach the clouds of the sky? And were you then to ask forgiveness of me? I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth? And were you then to face me, ascribing no partners to me? I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. وقد أمر الله عباده في القرآن بالاستغفار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded His servants with istighfar, seeking forgiveness and asking Allah to forgive them their sins and their shortcomings. In the Quran, many are the ayats. From them, for instance, the ayah 20 in Surah Al-Muzzammil. قال الله تعالى واستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And seek forgiveness of Allah. And seek forgiveness of Allah. Verily, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ هُودْ آيَةِ 3 وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And seek the forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. And turn to Him in repentance. وَبَيَّنَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّهُ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ أَسْتَغْفَرَهُ فَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ النِّسَاءِ آيَةَ 110 وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And whoever does evil or wrongs himself, وَمَا مِنَّا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ. And who is this person who does not, ya akhwan, wrong himself? Allah says, and whoever does evil or wrongs himself, but afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. That's why you find the ulama, they mention, subhanAllah, you gotta be careful by not wronging yourself by harming others. Because when you wrong yourself as related to the rights of Allah, you just ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah forgive you. But the people you ask for forgiveness, they may say, no, I'm not forgiving you, man. Allah al-Musta'an. But Allah is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ومدح الله عباده المستغفرين فقال كما في سورة آل عمران والمستغفرين بالأسحار. Allah praised His servants, the believers, and mentioned their traits and their characteristics. From that He mentioned them, they are مستغفرين. They are those who often seek forgiveness and ask Allah for forgiveness. In Ayah 17 of Surah Al Imran, and those who pray and beg Allah's pardon in the last hours of the night. And those who pray and beg Allah's pardon in the last hours of the night. Fa'idah. I want to share with you fa'idah from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Especially in Ramadan. Because people in Ramadan, they find time to get up before Fajr. Some 1 hour, some half an hour, or more or less to get suhoor. Okay, they says, look, I gotta get up and eat suhoor. But keep in mind, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says that moment that you're preparing your food or you're waiting for your food, that's the time of sahar. That's the time, still the best time, a part of the last third of the night. So you have to ask Allah for forgiveness at that time. Even though you're preparing your food, well, your tongue has to be busy. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah. And remember, especially al-istighfar, because Allah says, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Allah prays those who pray and beg Allah's pardon and forgiveness. They ask Allah for forgiveness in the last hour of the night. وقال سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة الذاريات verse 18 وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Also Allah, when He praises the good doors amongst His servants, the believers, the righteous people, He says, and in the last hours of the night, ashar, right before Fajr, you find them asking Allah for forgiveness. وكان من هديه صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستغفار. And this is from the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. To say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Allahumma ghfirli. And to repeat this all time, Astaghfirullah, 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 is from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to say this all time. Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inni la astaghfirullah fi al-yawmi 100 marra. Wa fi hadith akhar, aktharu min 70 marra. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, I seek forgiveness of Allah in one day 100 times. In another narration, more than 70 times. More than 70 times. So we should keep our tongues moist with the remembrance of Allah. And especially since we're talking about istighfar, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. While you're walking, while you're driving, while you're sitting, while you're waiting for your turn, any turn, you went shopping, astaghfirullah. While you're walking through those aisles in Walmart or whatever store, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You came to the line and you're waiting for your turn to pay for your belongings and your groceries. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. أي نعم. You went to the dentist or the or any office and you're waiting for your turn. استغفر الله. كما قال بعضهم اقضوا وقت الانتظار بالاستغفار. Any waiting time you have to wait, don't just sit there and worry about the time, why they didn't call me. No, busy yourself with istighfar. Busy yourself with istighfar. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وإن شهر رمضان له مزيد خصوصية في مغفرة الذنوب ومحو السيئات. So this is in general, get us sick, forgiveness and ask Allah to forgive us, to turn to Allah with repentance and beg Him for pardon, to pardon us. But keep in mind, Ramadan is special. It is the month of istighfar, the month in which Allah forgives the sins. And Allah free people from the hellfire in this blessed month of Ramadan. فَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ وَقَدَ أَيَّامَهُ وَلَيَلِيهِ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُرْضِيهِ فَاسْتَحَقَّ بِذَلِكَ الْمَغْفِرَ وَالرِّضْوَانَ مِنَ الْمَلِكِ الدَّيَّانِ. So the happy person is indeed the one who, when Ramadan comes, he's still alive. But he's happy, the happy person indeed, is the one who take advantage of this blessed month of Ramadan by spending his days and nights in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mindful of his time, mindful of his statement, his actions, his moves. Upon obedience to Allah, saying and doing only that which is pleasing to Allah, this is the one who deserves maghfirah, forgiveness, and the pleasure, earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والشقي المحروم ذاك الذي دخل عليه هذا الشهر العظيم ولم يعمل صالحا يرقيه ولم يتب من ذنوبه التي تهلكه وتخزيه وأضاع شهره بأيامه ولياليه فيما يغضب ربه ويرديه ولم يتوجه إلى ربه طالبا غفران ذنوبه ومساويه حتى خرج شهر الغفران وهو باق على صدوده وتجنيه. The Sheikh says, and the miserable, the wretched one, the loser, the one who deprived himself from good, is the one that when Ramadan come upon him or her, this great month of Ramadan, but they don't do no good in it. So they can be raised in levels with Allah. This is the miserable person, a loser, a wretched person. They don't, Ramadan come, they didn't repent from their sins, the sins that will destroy them. They waste this blessed opportunity, which is the month of Ramadan. They waste his days and nights doing things that earn them the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and begging Allah for pardon and asking Him forgiveness for their sins. That is how they spend their days and nights until the month of Ramadan come to an end. They were still persistent upon their crimes and their evil. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. روى الطبراني في معجمه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the Sheikh, he mentioned this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Mu'jam al-Kabir on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atani Jibreel alayhi salam faqal. Jibreel came to me and said, Ya Muhammad, man adraka ahada walidayhi famata fadakhal al-nar fa'ab'adahu Allah qul ameen faqultu ameen. Jibreel came and said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, man adraka shahra Ramadan, فَمَاتَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَحَدَ وَالِدَيْهِ فَمَاتَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَأُدْخِلَ النَّارِ فدخل النار فأبعده الله قل آمين فقلت آمين أو محمد. If a person has one of his parents still alive and he died and enters the fire, Allah cast that person away. Say آمين. I said آمين. قال يعني جبريل يا محمد من أدرك شهر رمضان فمات فلم يغفر له فأدخل النار فأبعده الله قل آمين فقلت آمين. O Muhammad, if a person is alive while Ramadan come upon that person and they die while they were not forgiven in this month of Ramadan, they will enter the fire and Allah cast them away. Say Ameen. I said Ameen. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك ومن ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك فمات فدخل النار فأبعده الله قل آمين فقلت آمين. Then Jibril عليه السلام said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and whoever your name is mentioned to and did not send the salat, didn't say اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد, أو said صلى الله عليه وسلم and died, he enters the fire and he's casted away from Allah's mercy. Say Ameen. I said Ameen. قال والحري بالعبد المؤمن أن يغنم خيرات هذا الشهر وبركاته وأن يلازم الاستغفار. الحري بالعبد المؤمن أن يغنم خيرات هذا الشهر المبارك شهر رمضان وبركاته وأن يلازم الاستغفار ويكثر منه ليغنم عوائده المباركة وفوائده الجليلة وهي كثيرة لا تحصى في الدنيا والآخرة. So it is incumbent upon the believer, the believing servant, to take advantage of the goodness in this month, the blessings that Allah has put in this blessed month of Ramadan. From them, that you should be consistent with istighfar. Make istighfar all the time. Asking Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. As we mentioned, you're walking, you're saying astaghfirullah. You're working, you're in your job. Yes, you concentrate what you're doing, but your tongue is moving, astaghfirullah. Naam, the women in the kitchen, they cooking, but their tongue, astaghfirullah. The hands are chopping whatever it is, but they saying astaghfirullah. They fold in their laundry, but the tongue is saying astaghfirullah. That's how you take advantage of your time. This way you will get the benefits, many, many fruits, many great fruits and benefits of istighfar. You cannot count the benefits, the Shaykh says, in this life and in the hereafter. فَمِنْ فَوَائِدِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ مِنْ فَوَائِدِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ نُوحِ فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. ما هي النتائج؟ استمعوا. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. As from the fruits, the many fruits and the good things we gain by making istighfar in this life, the Shaykh is going to mention the benefits and the fruits in the hereafter. Now in this life, what is the fruits? He says, Hafidhahullah, they are mentioned in the ayat 10 to 12 in Surah An-Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I said to them, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Ask forgiveness of your Lord, verily He is oft forgiven. Here is the fruits. If you ask forgiveness, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will send rain to you in abundance. and give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow on you gardens, and bestow on you rivers. Allahu Akbar. وجاء في الأثر عن الحسن البصري رحمه الله. Then the Shaykh mentioned an Athar on al-Hasan al-Basri رحمه الله. Imam al-Tabi'een, أحد أئمة التابعين. أن رجلا شكى إليه الجدب فقال استغفر الله. وشكى إليه آخر الفقر فقال استغفر الله. وشكى إليه آخر جفاف بستانه فقال استغفر الله. وشكى إليه آخر عدم الولد فقال استغفر الله. ثم تلا عليهم قول الله تعالى عن نوح عليه السلام فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. الحسن البصري رحمه الله إمام التابعين, people used to come and ask him questions about the deen and about many other matters. Here a man came to him and said, complaining about drought, no rain. What this imam said to him, said, استغفر الله, say استغفر الله, increase from استغفار, that's the answer. Another man came to him complaining, poverty, he's poor, he's in need, he doesn't have sustenance. What did he say to him? Go on, do anything? No, he said, استغفر الله. Same answer. You poor, you don't have enough, استغفر الله. Another man came to him, this man has a garden, has a farm or a garden, but he's drying out, he's dying, no water, the vegetation and the plants are dying out. This man complained, Ya Shaykh, enter Imam, what should I do? What he said to him, Istaghfirullah, Istaghfirullah, increase from istighfar. That's the solution for your problem. Another man came to him and said to him, Ya Shaykh, Ya Imam, I don't have no children. This man married but no children yet. What is the answer? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Increase from that. And then, for all of them, he gave them the answer and the proof with it. The same ayah, ayat in Surah Nuh. I said to them, and ask forgiveness of your Lord, verily He is oft forgiven. He will send rain. See, the one who sent drought, the one who's complaining about the drought, Allah says, look, if you do this, if you ask Allah for forgiveness, this is what you get. Allah will send rains in abundance. The other person is poor. Allah said, and give you increase in wealth. The other person have no children. Allah says, and children. And bestow on you gardens, and bestow on you rivers. The answer is in the Quran. So now we learn from this Ikhwan, as the Shaykh he says, يعني إذا تبتم إلى الله واستغفرتموه وأطعتموه. So how we understand استغفر الله? It's not just about استغفر الله, استغفر الله. No, it's not just saying it by the tongue. The Shaykh he explained, he says, meaning if you repent from sins, if you turn to Allah by obedience and asking Him for forgiveness and obey Him, that's how it's going to happen. كَثَّرَ الرِّزْقَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah will increase you in your wealth. وَأَسْقَاكُمْ مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ السَّمَاءِ, and send blessings from the skies, rain in abundance. وَأَنْبَتَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you from the blessings of the earth. أَنْبَتَ لَكُمُ الزَّرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your vegetation to grow and flourish. وَأَدَرَّ لَكُمُ الضَّرَى وَأَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put your blessings in your animals. You will have milk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you and increase you in wealth and children. أي أعطاكم الأموال والأولاد وجعل لكم جنات فيها أنهار الثمار وخلل لها بالأنهار الجارية بينها. Meaning, he will bestow upon you wealth, children, and he make for you gardens and rivers. So we learn this is a great benefit. Today we're learning a great benefit because we're human. We're subjected to all of these things. If not all of them at one time, we may be subjected to any of them. Some people, they're struggling. They're struggling. They're just going barely month to month, week to week, struggling. What is the answer? Begging the supervisor to give you more hours? And he may say yes or no. What is it? Istighfar. Check what you're doing. If you're disobeying Allah, rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You disobeying Allah, stop disobeying Allah. And turn to Allah with obedience and with forgiveness, you will see. Promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will increase you in your wealth. But people, they do whatever they want to do. Going in haram, neglecting the obligations, falling into the prohibitions, and complain. Likewise, ikhwan, you're married, you have no children, or you have one or two and you want more. Years go by, you don't see nothing, your wife is not pregnant. Astaghfirullah. Tell your wife, come here. We've been doing what we're supposed to do, but it's about us. It's about us, me and you. Allah gave us a son already and gave us another one. Now we want a daughter. Now we didn't have anything. No daughter, no son. Sit down. I want you to review what you've been doing in a day and a night. How you spend your time. What you've been looking at. What you've been saying. What you've been talking about. What you've been doing. Me and you. Are we really obeying Allah or are we disobeying Allah? Now if they see in their homes, TVs everywhere, movies, DVDs, magazines, he spent the whole night on the internet, she's on the phone, backbiting and chatting with other women, she has 3 accounts on Facebook, 17 on Twitter, 6 on Help Your Brother. Huh? MySpace? I never heard that one. His space and her space. I don't have one, alhamdulillah. They neglecting, she's neglecting her husband, he's neglecting her rights, they neglecting the children, no remembrance of Allah. He come to the masjid whenever he wants. So now what? Istighfar. By turning to Allah, get rid of the haram, clean your homes. Even those people, they said, now the television is for the news. Yeah, right. News. News is a newspaper. The news, you can get it on your phone. But that TV with that cable doesn't have just only one channel that have the news. What about the other 100 and so more channels? When you go home to work and you leave your wife and your children, they just going to see the news too? Or they going to be going from one to another to another? Clean your homes from anything that turns you away from the remembrance of Allah. Don't allow wicked people and disobedient to Allah, those who disobey Allah, to come and mix with your children and mix with yourself in your homes. No. Your home is a fortress. Be mindful of what you say, what you do, where do you go, how you spend your time, your money, where you earn it, how you spend it. Are you making any payments, any haram, any riba, any mortgage? No, you say this. Are you disobeying Allah? Allah tell you to do it this way, to dress this way, to appear this way, to be here, not to be there. What are we doing? This is istighfar. Not just to say, astaghfirullah, still watching the movie, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh yeah, you see what it is? Astaghfirullah. No, it doesn't work like that. somebody drinking alcohol and still, oh, astaghfirullah, stop. No, it doesn't work like that. Gotta stop, get rid of the haram, clean your heart, clean your wallet, clean your home, clean your car, clean your phone, everything. Then you will see, alhamdulillah, the fruits and the thamarat. جزاءً جزاء الاستغفار. نعم هذه الخيرات, it's a reward from Allah for those who apply this very important matter we're talking about today, istighfar. Abundance in rain, in provisions, in wealth, in children, safety, security, istighfar. وأما ما يناله المستغفرون يوم القيامة من الثواب الجزيل والأجر العظيم والرحمة والمغفرة والعتق من النار والسلامة من العذاب فأمر الله يحصيه إلى الله تعالى. Now the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq حفظه الله, he says, as for the fruits of for istighfar and the great reward that Allah prepared for those who are mustaghfirun, those who constantly say astaghfirullah. Such as mercy, such as forgiveness from Allah, such as Allah freed them from the fire and saved them from the punishment. It's punishment, something that nobody can enumerate except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. روى ابن ماجه في سننه عن عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا. وهو في صحيح ابن ماجه لشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. He mentioned this hadith that is in Ibn Majah, Hadith 3018, as it is sahih, as the Imam al-Albani graded sahih in Sahih ibn Majah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Busr radiallahu anhu, says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Toba, meaning good news. It's a glad tidings and good news for the one who find on his sahifa, the book of record on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he finds a lot of istighfar, abundance of istighfar. SubhanAllah. Does it cost any one of us money to say astaghfirullah? Does it cost you money? Do you pay $10 whenever you say astaghfirullah for you to be like making all the math? Oh, if I say 10 times, that's $100. Nah, I don't have it. None of that. None of that. Do you have to climb a mountain and up, down, then you say istighfar, so that one istighfar to count for you was one? None of that. Do you have to be in Mecca for your istighfar to be accepted? No. Whenever you are, as we mentioned, you're driving, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You're walking, astaghfirullah. Fishing, you're fishing. You take your son, your grandson, your nephew, and you're fishing. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Even if you're playing some basketball with your brothers, you're playing alhamdulillah, but keep in mind when you play, you're going to be nice, you're still brothers. Still, astaghfirullah. You're dribbling, astaghfirullah. You're waiting for the ball, astaghfirullah. They tell you, go on the bench, another one coming you, alhamdulillah. Now I'm not playing, I'm going to say, astaghfirullah. You're shopping, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. People are on one side, you're on another side. You're on another world. Things happening, you don't even know what's happening around you because your mind is on istighfar. Good news and glad tidings for the one who finds on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on his sahifa, on his book of records and deeds, a lot of istighfar. And you can say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. In 1 minute you can see it. You can, in 1 minute you can say it 70 times or more. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. You don't get tired. You don't get tired. قال الشيخ لكن مما ينبغي مما ينبغي أن يعلم هنا أن المراد بالاستغفار ما اقترن به ترك الإصرار فهو حينئذ يعد توبة نصوحا تجب ما قبلها. Now the Sheikh says, but it's very important now, after mentioning these fruits and the good reward that Allah has for those who ask forgiveness, he says, but this, what is it intended but the istighfar, that a person gain all of these great rewards, is the person who's making istighfar but not persistent upon evil. Not somebody is still sinning on istighfar. No. Somebody who give up the sin. And if he fall into the sin again, mashallah, he ask Allah for tawbah and repentance. But he says, "A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. This is not good for me," and he leave it alone. Because this way, it is istighfar is considered a sincere tawbah. Na'am, is considered a sincere repentance that wipe out what came before it. وهذا هو الاستغفار الذي ندب الله إليه. وكافأ أصحابه بالمغفرة كما في سورة آل عمران. The Sheikh said, this is the reality of istighfar, not just to say it with the tongue. Anybody can say that. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. But he's still backbiting people, still looking at haram, doing haram. No. The istighfar that is praiseworthy and that Allah incite us and command us with, and therefore we will get these benefits, is the istighfar that a person leave off sins and turn to Allah with repentance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, verses 135 and 136. قال تعالى والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. شفت؟ ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا. شفت؟ لم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. And those who, when they have committed fahisha, great sins, as illegal sexual intercourse, for example, or wronged themselves with evil, they remember Allah and ask forgiveness. See? They remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins, and none can forgive sins but Allah. And do not persist. See, that's the condition. They don't just ask forgiveness and still do what they're doing. Do not persist in what wrong they have done, while they know. What is the result? What is the fruit? Allah says, for such, the reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, meaning paradise, wherein they shall abide forever. How excellent is this reward for the doers who do righteous deeds according to Allah's orders. So it's not just saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, but you gotta be obedient to Allah. Repent to Allah. Fight. Strive hard. Whenever one of us wrong himself, he shouldn't enjoy it and brag with it and tell others, oh, I did this, I did that. No, he should hate it. It's enough that he fall into that sin. He should hate it. And if he didn't finish doing it, he should stop immediately and leave it for the sake of Allah. Hate it and regret doing it and falling into it. Nah. And ask Allah forgiveness for that sin. This is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them forgiveness and gardens of paradise and the like. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله: وللمغفرة ثلاثة أسباب عظيمة اجتمعت في حديث أنس المتقدم. Now he said there is three great means that helps a person to achieve forgiveness. They are mentioned, all of them compiled in the previous hadith of Anas that we mentioned, the first hadith. الأول أن العبد إذا أذنب ذنبا لم يرجو مغفرته من غير ربه ويعلم أنه لا يغفر الذنوب ويأخذ بها غيره. The first of these great three means that the servant, when he commits a sin, he knows that he's not going to ask anyone for forgiveness except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows, has knowledge, that no one forgives the sins and wipe them out except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, two benefits. You don't go somewhere and say, forgive me my sins, like Christians do. They go to the priest. And the priest, he knows what they've been doing, and some of them, they just hold it against them now. He knows what they've been doing. No, in Islam, you don't go to no human being. You keep it between you and between your Lord. Nobody should know your business. Unless if he did it in public, that's something else. If somebody wronged himself somewhere nobody know about, from the human being, of course, then he should leave it alone. Should leave it as. Don't tell anybody. And ask Allah forgiveness. He doesn't have to come to some, unless if that person don't know what to do and the sin involves the rights of others, then he will come to somebody who has knowledge, not to anybody. And he says, he may not even said himself, he say, what is the ruling of such and such? What if someone fall into such a sin? How can he get out? How can he repent? هكذا. ففي الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, in authentic hadith, in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2758, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. سبحان الله. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a servant from the servants of Allah wronged himself, committed a sin. Immediately he says, oh Allah, forgive me my sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my servant has committed a sin, and he knows that he has a Lord that forgives the sins. SubhanAllah. ثُمَّ عَادَ فَأَذْنَبْ. Then that person committed the sin again. فَقَالَ أَيْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي. And he said again, oh my Lord, forgive me my sin. فقال تبارك وتعالى, and Allah says, عبدي أذنب ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. Then Allah says, my servant knows that Allah, he knows that he has a Lord that forgives the sins. ثم عاد فأذنب. Then the same person, he went and committed the sin again. فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي. Then the person says, oh my Lord, forgive me my sin. Forgive me. فقال تبارك وتعالى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. اعمل ما شئت فقد غفرت لك. الله أكبر. Allah says, my servant knows, my servant committed a sin, and he knows that he has a Lord that forgives the sins and wipe out the sins. Do what you wish, I have forgiven you. قال عبد الأعلى لا أدري أقال في الثالثة أو الرابعة اعمل ما شئت. One of the narrators of the hadith says, I don't know if he says at the third or the fourth time, do whatever you do, I have forgiven you. وفي رواية قد غفرت لعبدي فليعمل ما شاء. In another narration, I have forgiven my servant, whatever he does. الثاني الاستغفار ولو عظمت الذنوب وبلغت كثرة العنان السماء. الكثرة عنان السماء وهو السحاب وقيل ما انتهى إليه البصر منها. The second of these great means is istighfar. Never give up istighfar. Even if the sins are so huge and big and abundant, as though they reach in their multitude and bigness and greatness, the skies, the clouds in the sky. Or also, they may be as long, as huge, as long as one can see. He says, in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَخْتَأْتُمْ حَتَّى تَمْلَأَ خَطَيَاكُمْ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتُمُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ. By the one who in his hands may the soul of Muhammad ﷺ, mean by Allah, if you wrong yourselves and continue to wrong yourself until your sins fill that which between the earth and the heavens and the earth, and then you ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive. We will forgive you. Allah Akbar. Allah will forgive you. But what is this istighfar that we're talking about here and it's so important? قال الشيخ الاستغفار طلب المغفرة. Istighfar is when you ask for forgiveness. And what is this مغفرة, asking forgiveness? هي وقاية شر الذنوب مع سترها. Why you ask Allah for forgiveness? For two reasons. To avoid their evil consequences, and you want Allah to not expose you. See? Two benefits when you ask Allah for forgiveness. Number one, because you don't want to face the evil consequences of those actions and sins. You want Allah to protect you from that. And you don't want Allah to expose you in front of the people. هنا فائدة يقول الشيخ إذا قلنا الاستغفار بالتوبة فيكون الاستغفار حينئذ عبارة عن طلب المغفرة باللسان والتوبة عبارة عن الإقلاع عن الذنوب والقلوب والجوارح. He says now, sometimes you see in some ayat استغفر الله وتوبوا إليه. You find استغفار is combined and mentioned along with tawbah, like the ayah we mentioned to you, فاستغفروا الله وتوبوا إليه. Now he said the istighfar means, in this case, asking forgiveness with the tongue. Say استغفر الله, اللهم اغفر لي, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت, أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت, أبوء لك بذنبي أبوء لك بنعمتك, هكذا. فاغفر لي. This is with the tongue. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. هكذا with the tongue. And therefore the tawbah in the same verse or the same proof is to give up the sins with your hearts and limbs. An example of that is like when Iman and Islam are mentioned together. When they mention together, they mean two different things. When one of them is mentioned, it includes the other. الثالث التوحيد وهو السبب الأعظم فمن فقده فقد المغفرة ومن جاء به فقد أتى بأعظم أسباب المغفرة. توحيد يا عباد الله is the great mean for Allah to accept our forgiveness. Is the greatest of all means. If someone is missing this one, he has no maghfirah, no forgiveness for such a person. But if a person is upon tawheed, and his tawheed is sound, na'am, this is considered from the greatest means that Allah accept the forgiveness from his servants. قال تعالى كما في سورة النساء إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah does not forgive anyone who associates partners with him in worship, but he forgives anything else to whom he will. Allah does not forgive shirk, but he forgives anything else lesser than shirk to whom he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله: اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها صغيرها وكبيرها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعمل واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. In the end, the Shaykh make a dua. He says, "Oh Allah, forgive us all our sins, all of it, small of it and the big of it, those we know and those we have forgotten or we don't know, and cause us to die upon righteous deeds." وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.